Westlock. The town of Westlock has a balanced 2024 operating budget, but it will require imposing a tax increase of 3.9%, which will work out to $107.87 per year on average for residential taxpayers. During their December 11th meeting, Town of Westlock councillors unanimously voted to adopt the 2024 operating budget, which includes a total of $19.66 million in revenue and expenses. This budget represents a status quo of services offered by the town in order to focus on addressing inflationary pressures, said Sow Simone Wiley, noting these pressures include rising utility costs and increased fuel prices. As well, Wiley noted there was uncertainty around the town's allocation from the Local Government Fiscal Framework, LGFF, formerly known as the Municipal Sustainability Initiative. In terms of revenue, the town expects to collect $4.076 million in residential taxes and $3.147 million in non-residential taxes, as well as $4.29 million from water, sewer and waste services, $1.7 million in electrical and gas franchise fees, $1.473 million from recreation services and $2.3 million in seniors and education requisitions, though the town only collects that money on behalf of other groups and it is transferred straight out. The remaining revenue will come from a variety of other sources. On the expense side, some highlights include council and administration expenses, $2.351 million, protective services, $1.113 million, transportation services such as maintaining the town's fleet of vehicles, $2.5 million, utilities, $3.997 million, planning and development services, $1.221 million, and recreation services, $4.238 million. Wiley pointed out several highlights from the operating budget including upcoming municipal development plan reviews, a sign grant program that's focused on economic development, a large item pickup day and community-wide garage sale. This budget reflects an overall increase in the impacts that inflation has had on our energy, costs, as well as the goods and supplies purchased for operational use, and it's reflective in a tax increase of 3.9% for 2024, explained Wiley. Capital budget. At the same meeting, town councillors also passed the 2024 capital budget, which includes $7.847 million in ongoing and new projects. Wiley noted the capital budget details and several major projects that reflects our ongoing commitment to infrastructure renewal, including the completion of 108th Street and the start of the 107A Avenue project renewal, the completion of the public workshop and cold storage buildings and additional parking at the Westlock Rotary Spirit Center. The 107A rehabilitation project is by far the ongoing project in the budget, with a total of $2.212 million allocated for the project, followed by $794,700 allocated for HVAC energy efficiency and building exterior upgrades for the Heritage Building. In terms of new projects for 2024, Wiley said they are particularly excited about the East Glen Park, i.e. the Old Water Tower Playground Project, which is listed in the budget as a $300,000 expense. It will be designed as a barrier-free, accessible playground that will provide fun for families all year round, said Wiley. We will expand also Mountie Park Campground by adding 8 new sites and upgrading some to 50-amp service. And we are excited to share that the Westlock Aquatic Center's steam room will be converted to a dry sauna, and the Westlock Rotary Spirit Center will receive an emergency lighting generator. In terms of other new initiatives, the town will be adopting the Alberta First Responders Radio Communication System, AFRRCS, for emergency responders, upgrading the town of Westlock Fire Hall, implementing online permitting software, and making improvements at the Bulk Water Station. Wiley added that the town's commitment to fiscal responsibility and community collaboration is reflected in several grant-dependent projects, like the Whistleville Natural Accessibility Infrastructure, which is projected to cost $250,000, and energy efficiency updates to the Westlock Rotary Spirit Center. The success of these projects hinge on successful grant applications, Wiley said. K. Jean at greatwest.ca.